This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's Veterans Day. President Biden will visit Arlington National Cemetery and take part in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Kyle Rittenhouse's lawyers want the judge to declare a mistrial. The AP's Jennifer King with details in the murder trial of the man accused of shooting two people dead and wounding another during a night of protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Kyle Rittenhouse lawyer Corey Cherofsky asked for a mistrial with prejudice so that Rittenhouse cannot be retried, suggesting prosecutors were deliberately trying to cause a mistrial.
That is, to provoke a mistrial in order to get another kick at the cat. Because the first trial is going badly.
During cross-examination, prosecutor Thomas Binger asked Kyle Rittenhouse about whether it was appropriate to use deadly force to protect property and posed questions about Rittenhouse's silence after his arrest. Circuit Judge Bruce Schroeder did not immediately rule on the request.
Houston officials are looking for answers as the investigation into the music festival tragedy continues. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel with the latest.
Houston Police Chief Troy Finner says it was up to concert promoter Live Nation to secure the mosh pits in front of the stage where Travis Scott was performing on Friday night, but he says getting accurate information about security plans has been hard to come by. Finner says the staffing records that have been handed over to his office so far are, quote, just not good. Eddie says more information is needed. At the same time, he says he is not placing blame about what went sideways at the show. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A SpaceX rocket is carrying four astronauts to the International Space Station, three NASA astronauts and a German astronaut. The world's top two carbon polluters, the U.S. and China, are agreeing to cooperate more on climate action. It's a joint declaration at the UN climate talks in Scotland. Luke Combs is Country Music's Entertainer of the Year, the awards given out last night. This is AP News. The AP's Margie Zarletta has more on last night's Country Music Awards. Still be
doing it. Luke Combs says he does not deserve to win Entertainer of the Year, but he's glad he did. Old Dominion won the Vocal Group Award, and Brothers Osborne won Vocal Duo. Carly Pearce won for Female Vocalist, and she lost it.
I just want you guys to know that this is all I've ever wanted in the entire world, and I just hope you know that country music is all I love. Hey, you are
my son. The big winner of the night, Chris Stapleton, who won six awards, including Male Vocalist and Album of the Year for Starting Over. Jennifer Hudson joined him for an Aretha Franklin-inspired version of You Are My Sunshine.
Britain is protecting thousands of those iconic red phone booths. New rules mean they cannot be removed. Officials say they could be a lifeline for those in need, even in an age when it seems everybody's got a smartphone. Officials say they could be essential for a distressed child or an accident victim. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.